Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There seemed to be many people that were blown away by Trey Lance's performance at practice on Saturday. Let me just ask you this. Who do you think is going to start at quarterback for the 49ers in their season opener this year?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
All right.
Would you like me to expand on it?
Yes, please.
But it's not as much of a lock when the practice just ended and Jimmy threw an interception for the second straight practice to Fred Warner, but Trey Lance threw his first interception of camp, and that was in the end zone as well to a linebacker, Jonas Griffith. So it's not that Trey Lance is perfect and Jimmy's not. Just Jimmy knows the system well, but if Jimmy starts regressing in camp, then it like puts a little bit more question marks into it. But I mean, the plan now is to have Jimmy Garoppolo start week one. That's why you're paying him $24 million in salary and not rushing Trey Lance into the week one lineup.
Cam, I know it's about the quarterbacks and Trey Lance is the new, you know, shiny object, but what can you tell us about Bosa the Barbarian? How's he progressing? How is he looking? Because if the Niners are going to be what people expect him to be and that defense is going to be stout, he's everything. How's he looking?
Yeah, well, he was out here today doing his defensive line drills, and they haven't thrust him into the full team action yet. So that's good. But the other, like, more noticeable thing today was D Ford was taking part in full team drills for the first time, rushing at the left edge, and he was going against Mike McGlinchey, who did pretty well on a couple red zone blocking plays to allow Garoppolo time to throw touchdown passes. But seeing D part of it was good to see. Bosa coming along fine, so the fact that he's out there is encouraging. And Samson Ebukam did not practice, and that's a little concerning, but maybe it was a rest day for him. We'll find out more later today.
Kim, I'm curious as we go back to Lance here for a second. We just had our man Joe Shasky on, and he was out there, and he said that Lance was so much more dominant than Jimmy was in practice one, he couldn't believe it, and he would be surprised if he wasn't starting. And you have been around this team and you have watched how they've brought Jimmy along the last few years and you've seen what's happened with Lance. Do you see it? Do you, when you talk to the players, do they see it that he is that much more talented right now than where Jimmy Garoppolo is?
I wouldn't say right now. It looks like he'll be more talented than Jimmy eventually. You also have to understand how the scheme's being run, what do you want out of the quarterback? Because obviously he's offering you a different dynamic being able to run that Jimmy doesn't do. And today he ran for a second straight time on a few plays. I think Lance was 6 of 12 today, and you know Jimmy was something around 7 of 13 or 8, whatever it is. I got it
right.
Somewhere. But, I mean, it's not like either one of them are perfect. So it's not that, oh, I have to get Trey Lance in. He's unstoppably good. The other noticeable thing I'll pass on to you guys before I got a jet is linebacker Aziz Al-Shaair, their weak side linebacker, he appeared to go down with a left knee injury or a right knee injury in a red zone drill. So that's going to be something worth watching. He's a guy that doesn't play 100% of the time, plays more about 30, 40% of the plays, and they have a good backup for him in case it is a serious injury. But he tore his ACL about 3 years ago in his other knee. So we'll see, but it didn't look good initially, and they cut short a drill before kind of getting back in other stuff. So,
all right, Cam, we'll let you go. We know you got
thanks,
to talk to people more important than us. Go get them, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys. Talk to you.
All right, that's Cam Inman. All right, let's open up some phone lines here at 888-957-9570. What is it? I've looked at life from both sides. That Judy Collins. We've looked at it from Cam Inman's point of view and from Joe Shasky's point of view.
I love the young people.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know that tune style.
I was gonna say who is Judy Collins?
You've never heard
Phil
that?
Collins.
I've looked at life from both sides.
Can't hurry, love. You just have to wait, baby.
From the inner After I really don't know how.
Where's the John Gruden?
What is it? Help me, Shasky. I'm Shasky. He's too busy. He's too busy starting Trey Lance's fan club. Help me out, Joe.
Judith Collins, 82 years old.
Oh, okay.
That's an old.
What about our demo? Right.
What about the song? The song.
All it says is she's a Grammy Award winning American singer and songwriter with a career spanning 60 years, and I've never heard of her.
Well, me either. I got to admit that. Nick, it wasn't just me.
All right, here's where I need my my text squad mafia to back me. Come on. Come on, you guys.
I was looking at Goo like,
Judy
all right.
Collins.
Yeah. So I have.
I was ashamed at first. And I was like, hell no.
Both sides now.
Both sides now.
That's the one.
And I'd like you to come back with it next segment, Mr. Spadoni. It's very touchy. It's very.
She's got an 8-track. Yeah.
That's not nice, Goo. She's got a beautiful voice. Beautiful voice. 888-957-9570. You've heard the discussion about Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, I just think it's interesting that Cam kind of matter-of-factly, like, you forget. I'm just telling you, after you hear Shasky, you kind of believe it, and then you get Cam who's like, well, what happened? I mean, Trey Lance had a good practice.
That was coming too, Steiny.
You know, I remember Melvin Booker used to play for the Warriors, had a cup of coffee. He had a good practice once. I'll never forget it. Where, you know, hit a game winner in a scrimmage and made about 4 threes, and that was Melvin Booker. It can happen.
We in here talking about practice.
And that's the other part of it. That's the other part of it.
Let me ask you and Nick this. If you're Garoppolo, and this might sound like to the people a loser mentality, but Nick, if you're the starter, you've taken the team to the Super Bowl, can you really lose your job in a non-padded you know what I mean? Like, what's Garoppolo got to prove out there? Not that he would go out there to mess up on purpose, Steiny and Nick, but he's probably in the car like, I ain't got nothing to win, you know, put my best foot forward. I'm trying, but okay, this ain't going to be the reason on a Saturday with Hill and Shasky here why I'm going to lose my job.
No, you can't lose it in a practice, Goo, and you can't lose it in a series of practices. You can lose it in the preseason if the gap between player one and player two is that large. And only time will tell. But, Steiny, I heard the same thing you did in talking to Cam, because I'm listening to Joe, and Joe is telling us to go get the odds on the Rookie of the Year voting, and the Niners are going to win a zillion games, and this kid is the second coming of Patrick Mahomes. And Cam's like, yeah, he had a nice practice on day one, but it wasn't life-altering. So everybody should be excited, and Cam hinted as much that it's only a matter of time before Lance overtakes Jimmy. But to do it right now and to do it going into week one, that would still be a major surprise.
Yeah, and once again, the big news today, Trey Lance threw his first interception at a 49er practice.
Big, fat choke artist.
Exactly. You know what? And he did it in the red zone, apparently. Did you hear that? He did it in the red zone. I mean, this guy needs to take care of the football, Trey Lance. I mean, get some respect for the football, and then we can talk about you maybe starting at some point, Trey Lance. Come on now. That is such a bad throw.
Judy Collins.
You know, it wasn't just a bad throw. It was a bad decision. All right, and you can't have those two things. Trey Lance has a long way to go. You know what? I'm worried about Trey Lance.
Yeah.
I'm just.
But how excited are we, guys? We got the Giants.
By all accounts,
look like they're going to be playing baseball in October, and if they're not, they're going to go to September 30th playing meaningful games. We got the Warriors free agency in their draft, Nick, and we got the NFL upon us. There's nothing better, baby.
There are all kinds of cities and fan bases all across the country that would see where we're at out here in the Bay,
man,
and be jealous as hell. And that is the truth, because you don't see three teams, and if you add the A's in there, and who the hell knows?
Right. Got Oakland! Yeah.
But if you throw the A's in there, and you've got four teams that are in the mix at the same time. And that just does not happen usually over the course of a professional sports season or seasons.
That's actually a great point. All three of these, and let's throw the A's in there, all four of these teams can stake a claim. They got a shot to win it.
Yep.
Depending on some longer shot than others. But my buddy, got a couple buddies from Detroit, and I don't really – apparently Detroit, they're on a dry spell. Like the among the Lions, the Tigers, the Red Wings, and the who's the other team? Baseball, football, Pistons.
Pistons.
Yeah. See, I forgot about them. Like
Motorcade, though.
They got Kay Cunningham.
How'd you like to be in that city? Who are you rooting for, Lions?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, right.
Hey, who are you rooting for? I'm a
That's
Tiger.
Motown
I'm
we're
a
talking
Tigers
about,
fan.
Too, man.
I'm
it's
a Tigers
sad.
Fan. Oh, good yeah. Lord. All right, we come back. Let's talk a little bit more about Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo. 888-957-9570. I'm interested to know what 49ers think when they hear Joe Shasky say what he said about Trey Lance. And
I
then
sound
you hear,
insane.
Exactly. And then you hear Cam Inman's measured voice. I mean, I know we weren't at the practice, but what do we think about what's going on with the 49ers? I mean, training camp underway. This is fun stuff. Like Guru said, lots going on. 888-957-9570. We're talking about more on the other side on 95.7 The Game. Miles Turner, he's a jackass.
Now, back to Stymie, Guru, and Dibs, featuring Nick Friedel on 95.7 The Game.
God forbid Miles Turner ever hears that, thinks I was serious. It was actually a parody. It was a parody.
You get it?
Oh, all right. Yeah, I just had a little phlegm. Okay. Not Dave Fleming. AJ Ananobi.
Steiny, you should see Spadoni. Anytime there is a Miles Turner trade rumor, he's like, oh, I hope he goes to the Warriors. Oh, I need him to go to the Warriors so bad.
Miles Turner, he's a jackass. I don't know why I was even saying that about – I don't know. It doesn't matter. What a day, though. Seriously, Steph Curry, it's being reported, is likely to sign a four-year extension sometime tonight. Or I should say it'll be announced tonight. They won't be able to do it for, about a week or so, or 5 days maybe. But reports are that he and the Warriors are going to agree to a $215 million extension, which would start next season, not this season. Chris Bryant, just over from the Cubs, homers in his debut. He struck out his first at bat. Nobody's talking about his first at bat. He struck out. Big, fat choke artist. But he redeemed himself at bat number two with a home run. So we got the Giants rolling in a big way. NBA free agency starting in less than 6 hours. But Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo. We had our boys from the morning show at practice on Saturday, and they came away blown away by Trey Lance's performance. And to their way of thinking, they see essentially Trey Lance starting opening day against Detroit. They think it's so imbalanced, the difference between these two quarterbacks, that it'll become apparent to everybody and probably already has to a lot of people in the 49ers. And Trey Lance is going to be under center. Let me ask you this. I'm making you bet $1,000, Goo. You have to bet. Who are you betting $1,000 on to start at Detroit week one?
Jimmy G. And Kyle Shanahan, I think, backed that up a couple, what was it, last week, where he said Jimmy was the starter. Now, Nick, the want in me is Trey Lance all day. But when I think about Burrow and Herbert, you know, they look like they were the part last year. I just don't know if they're going to throw this rookie in there this fast after saying that it's Jimmy's job. So for that metamorphosis to happen before week one would go against what they kind of set out was going to happen. So I'm going to go with Jimmy because I need that chicken.
On top of the fact, Goo, that let's take the Burrow and Herbert examples. You've got a guy in Jimmy that's been to a damn Super Bowl. You've got a guy who's been here years and knows the offense. Those other guys are going usually to really bad teams, and there's even more pressure to go in and produce right away. So you want to take as much pressure as you can off of Lance. And Steiny, for me, I'm with Goo completely, because if you're putting money on any of these scenarios, you're putting money on Garoppolo being the guy, because that's really what the Niners would want early on. The only way you put Trey Lance in that situation is if he is leaps and bounds and overwhelmingly better than where Jimmy Garoppolo is at. And as we just heard from Cam Inman, it's not so unbelievable, at least through these first few workouts, where you go, okay, maybe there's something to really think about here prior to that Detroit game.
Yeah. Let's go to Steven. Steven's in Vallejo. What's up, Steven? Oh, he's gone. Nico. Nico's in Sac. What's up, Nico?
Yo, what's up, guys? You know I'm here all the time and whatnot.
Yeah.
First off, I want to say happy 10-year anniversary, man. I thought that was today or something like that, man. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I mean.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, of course, man. Y'all do a great job on the radio, man. Nick, it's great to hear your laugh, man. I love that.
Appreciate that, man.
I'm excited to hear about Trey Lance, but, I mean, I want to keep it realistic. I'd rather Jimmy start the beginning of the season and let, you know, Trey get the feel of the game. I mean, you're not really going to get a lot of that from practice. We're talking about practice, man.
Right.
I mean, he's not wearing any pads or anything. I mean, the thing that stuck out to me the most that Shashi was talking about, though, was McGlinchey at right tackle, and that scares me a little bit, because the offensive line is really where it's at. No matter who's starting, if the offensive line can't protect them, they're going to get hit, and you know that's going to hurt. And to me, I like my offensive line like IHOP on a 4th of July, just handing out pancakes. But, you know, if they can't get that, then what's the point of putting the rookie in there just to get him hurt? If he gets a high ankle sprain, someone that's able to run like he is not going to look good for him for the rest of the season. Y'all have a great day, man. Stay blessed. 95.7 a game. Y'all doing it big, baby.
That's Nico and Sack. We love Nico.
Nico!
I'm just trying to think of what has to happen for Kyle Shanahan to come out at some point in the next probably 2 or 3 weeks and say Trey Lance is our starter. It's just because, you know, I mean, I think one of the things they got to do is downplay how Lance is doing and kind of maintain that, you know, Jimmy's looking pretty good too, because even if Jimmy looks terrible, it's not in their best interest to say, boy, Jimmy stinks right now, you know? And so they're going to play it down the middle until they decide as an organization, you know what, this guy's got to start. And by then, I think it'll be obvious to everybody internally. Yes, Kyle?
He hasn't worn pads yet. He hasn't gone against a real defense yet.
That is.
Like, of course,
look, it was one of the most impressive physical performances one of our colleagues has ever
seen. It's
Barry
Bonds plus Tim Lincecum plus Shohei Ohtani plus Steph Curry.
One of the most gifted people physically I've ever seen.
So,
and
no,
don't
but,
forget the Gordon at Smitty, at Mitty, whatever he went to in the layup line.
Oh, yeah,
I did
right.
Like that
Aaron
one.
Gordon against high school. That's right.
As soon as I heard Aaron Gordon, I was like, is that really the guy we're going to pull as the comparison right now?
No, but I'll tell you what. I know what he meant, though. He meant when you're watching
that. Yeah, I did, too.
He meant when you're watching that kid in high school that you know is going to make
Jason
it in the
Kidd.
Pros.
When I just saw Kidd, Steiny.
See, I knew.
I
don't know that
insane.
I could see that. I don't know that I could see that out of practice. There's a lot going on. I don't know.
And Shanahan has to – he can't – I get why if you're a Niner fan and you went out and saw that and you saw this guy dominate, you're going to be super hyped about it. But that's not Shanahan's job. Kyle Shanahan's job is not to go, oh man, Trey Lance was awesome on Saturday. Let's get him as many reps as we can with the ones. That's not, he has to play this much more calculated. So, of course, he's not going to go, oh yeah, five unpadded practices in. That's all I need to see. Let's go. We're letting it rip. Like, no, there's a long way to go. He has to play. He'll face the Chiefs on the 14th in the preseason. They'll practice against the Chargers before their game. In the preseason down in L.A., there is so much time between now and week one for Shanahan to make these decisions. He has to play it slow.
But let's put another right on the table, guys. Everybody's best friend is the backup quarterback But these reports, even when they drafted Trey Lance, Jimmy's rope, the leash has gotten smaller. I don't know if you guys buy into that, but there is no doubt in my mind from a fan perspective, and we just heard it from Bonte and Shasky, from what they saw, they are in awe of what this dude, you know, the future, Nick. And I'm just like, Jimmy's got the good looks. He's gotten paid. He's NFL quarterback. I don't need to feel sorry for him. But the rope, to me, the leash is shorter than it's ever been because you got that shiny object right behind Jimmy.
Good. The leash got a lot shorter the night that the Niners decided to make that move and put in all those assets to get Lance, period. Lance is the guy. It's just a question of when. And everybody kept saying as we led up to training camp, Jimmy Garoppolo can handle this. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be fine with the media. Jimmy Garoppolo, he is a pro. He knows what to do. That's all well and good, but when you get your job finally taken and that step is is passed and everybody's looking at Jimmy for the response as a competitor, that's got to hit you hard. And Steiny, this goes back to what you were just saying. It is really important that Kyle Shanahan handles training camp really well from a narrative-based standpoint. Because if he goes out and he says, well, Jimmy's really not playing well, but Trey's been great, and Trey's looking fantastic, and we're ready to roll, you run the risk of Jimmy losing more confidence than he probably already has, given the fact that he knows the Niners have hired the guy they want to replace him.
Yeah, no doubt on that one. And Kyle brings up a point I kind of want to emphasize this too, is this decision will not be made lightly. Like, they do not want to start Trey Lance in week one and then have Jimmy play in week five because they realize Trey Lance might need a little more time. So this is going to be like, it's almost got to be a formal handoff from Garoppolo to Trey Lance. But, you know, I always think of, you know, guys who are like college players, college basketball players, let's say, and they're juniors, and you hear about the hotshot recruit that's coming in and he plays your position. It doesn't take long before you realize either, well, this guy's not all that, or, oh, man, I got trouble here. Because this guy, you know, and like, even though it doesn't, what I'm saying is even though it doesn't take a long period of time, it's got to take a little longer than this, I would think. Like,
one unpadded practice?
Right. It would be like, that's the one thing. I mean, that's the one thing where, and Joe, you know, I refuse to take
no,
cheap
but
shots.
Steiny, read Matt Barrow's article in The Athletic, yeah. Peter King. They were saying, so, like, he was the talk of the practice, Nick. So, you know, we can't just put it at the doorstep to the morning roast.
Was he the talk of the practice because Bonte and Shasky wouldn't shut up during practice?
Well, maybe I don't know what that is. But I'm going to say this. Eli Manning, a lot of people throw rocks at him, but what you could count on is that dude was not going to miss games. He was not going to be hurt. And, Nick, I think Kyle Shanahan and Lynch kind of – we don't want anybody wishing anybody to get hurt. But at the end of the day, Eli Manning, Garoppolo is not that. This dude is hurt when the wind blows. So maybe you avoid all this drama by doing what you're doing and saying Jimmy's going to be the starter, knowing that, you know, the best ability is availability, and that's something Jimmy has not been able to do outside of the Super Bowl year. So I could see a scenario, guys, to where Jimmy's a starter, gets hurt, in comes Trey, and it's the Kaepernick thing over Alex Smith, and you don't look back.
And the other part to that, Goo, is even if Jimmy stays healthy, by saying Jimmy's the guy, you're putting the pressure on Jimmy Garoppolo to go out and produce. So let's say that he avoids the injury that has derailed him at times in the last couple of years in the past. Well, now if he comes out and he's not playing well, you've got the guy ready to roll behind him. And you have now given Jimmy Garoppolo his shot. You've given him the opportunity to produce, and he hasn't taken advantage of it. And now everything lines up the way you probably wanted it anyway. Mm. So everything has a way of working itself out. Talent always wins out, though, in pro sports. And if in the end in the next month that Trey Lance shows his teammates and his coaches that he's ready to roll and he's that much better than Jimmy Garoppolo, then the Niners are going to have a really interesting decision on their hands for week one.
Yeah, I agree.
At Detroit.
I mean, here's the other thing about Shasky. Like, he might be, he's a 49er fan, but
oh yeah,
he's also critical. Like, he'll say when he thinks they did something wrong or he thinks a player's not very good. So, it's just good. It's good. It's more fodder. It's more almost provocation, and there's more interest. How good is this guy? Now he's like, could he really be better than we think, faster than we think? I mean, it's already gotten the season kind of juicy. Let's go to Danker. Danker's in the
Danker.
City. What's up, Dank? We got Danker? No? All right. I got him. I got Garoppolo starting week one, by the way. That's me. We got Rich. Is Rich Rich in Fremont? How about Rich in Fremont? Hey, Rich.
What's up, guys? Long time no talk to.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
He's here. Go ahead.
I've been listening to the talk, and, you know, it amazes me that, you know, you get individuals from a certain generation, and they view a situation with so much anticipation, they don't even allow what's considered to be normal progression for a player. I mean, to come in right now and say that, you know, Trey Lance is the guy and Jimmy Garoppolo is done, that's just over-anticipating and really just not being patient. Because the fact of the matter is, Trey Lance is a rookie. He hasn't suited up yet. He hasn't played against a rookie defense yet. So to say that he's going to be the guy in week one, what you're doing, you're over-anticipating a situation that is not there, hasn't developed. It may take 2 years before we see this guy. Now, I know everybody's thinking, well, you know, Garoppolo got hurt and he's been in and out, and I get all that. But you got to understand, this is the guy that took them to the Super Bowl. And last I've seen it from my generation, if you had a quarterback, okay, that got you that far, you don't let one or a couple of practices, all of a sudden you just put him on a dumpster fire and let him go. Trust me, week one, Jimmy is the guy. I like Trey Lance. I want to see him progress. He's the future. I get that. But to put him in there like that, it just doesn't make no sense, even on paper.
Well, yeah, thanks for the call.
Big Rich.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is, I mean, I'm trying to think, like, if I saw a young Kevin Durant and I saw him practice twice with the Warriors, no 5-on-5 against another team. And I don't know how I would see something so great out of that, that environment. In other words, without a game, without seeing
but
a player in a game.
These were intangible, Steiny. You know, not to speak for Shasky.
I'll tell you what's not.
It was the arm strength. It was the crisp passes.
But it's
it was
not
the body, the physique.
But it's not an intangible that he said he's going to start week one and that Jimmy's done and that this thing is so obvious that it's a fait accompli within the next 3 or 4 weeks. Like, what could you – like, wouldn't you have to see a guy play a game first? A game before – you know. LeBron James, the first game he played against Sacramento, I think he had 25-8-7, his rookie year, 20 years ago, whatever it was. It was like, geez, that guy's good. That guy's going to be good. I guess you could have said it if you were watching Cavaliers practice, but I'm not sure you would have even known it to that degree before that first game, is what I'm saying.
But what – okay, let me ask you and Nick this, and I'm not defending Shasky because at the end of the day – no matter what happens with Trey and he doesn't start, Shasky will never forget when he laid eyes on Trey Lance from a physical attribute standpoint on what he saw. And, Nick, I will never forget, I swear to you, Nick, when I saw Zion Williamson, the videos of Zion and what he was doing and what he turned into And I'll say this, Steiny, if you and Nick and I went to the park, and you said, Guru, you, and I say, I got an arm, Nick, and you saw me throw a football, you wouldn't need me to throw in a game to say, damn, that boy has zip. That boy has velocity on that ball. Just from a passing standpoint, you would say Goo's got an arm. So I think that's what Shasky was in awe of too, because that's what Jimmy doesn't have, Steiny. And that's why I think when you put them two together, Nick, you could look and say, okay, forget starting. From a physical attribute standpoint, Trey Lance has got it over Jimmy.
And the difference, Steiny, to what Goo just outlined is, and you've got this chance to see everything in the preseason. You've got a chance to see how it unfolds in the next few weeks. And so what I would ask both of you guys is, what would you need to see from Trey Lance, aside from one of the most spectacular performances in the history of human sport in a padless practice?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Throwing ability that he has. What would you need to see in the next few weeks that would make you feel more comfortable if they were to go in that direction and they were to say, you know what, we love Jimmy, but Lance is the guy now, and Lance is the guy moving forward.
To me, it would be first. The first thing Lance would have to do is show himself to be the quarterback that Garoppolo was the last 5 games that Shanahan allowed him to play. And what I mean by that is when Garoppolo took over that year and was at the line of scrimmage, I remember thinking, his first game, he had command. Like, he looked different than the other quarterbacks the 49ers had played. He had command. He was poised. So that's the first thing I would need to see from Trey Lance, that he's got command and poise and can run, you know, looks very calm out there. The other thing I think is, okay, well, if he can throw in the pocket as well as Jimmy Garoppolo, well, then you should be the starter, because it sure seems like you can run better than him. And you're more versatile, and we can be more dynamic. So he's got to have control over the team, the huddle, and the line of scrimmage. And he's got to be able to throw from the pocket as good or better than Garoppolo. And if he does that, then I think it'll be obvious, right, that he should be the starter.
I like that. I like that, Steiny. But, Nick, for me, it would be, do we see another dynamic to Kyle Shanahan's play calling? Do we see plays designed to where now you're using this young kid's his wheels and his rollout, and we see the Russell Wilson type, the Kaepernick type of playbook? Because let's keep it real. Jimmy's kind of statuesque back there. But if you were to see this guy on the move and throwing, you know, hitting guys in stride and throwing the hash mark, I mean, those are the things where I'm like, okay, and no fumbles under center. Those are the things, Nick, to where I say, you know what? The young kid is ready. Let's go with him to battle. Here we go, Detroit. You're facing Trey Lance and the Niner offense.
And, Goo, what backs up that exact point is in the next few weeks, if his teammates start going to Kyle Shanahan when they have those private conversations and when they break off into the various meeting rooms and they all start looking at each other and they see it on film and they go, this kid is the real deal and we need to give him the opportunity to fly right now. Because if it is that much of a talent difference, everybody will be talking about it. Forget just the Joes of the world, and we'll sit there and read the reports coming out of camp. The players always know. And that goes not just for football, but for any pro sport. The players always know who the other players are. And if Trey Lance shows to be what they think he can be right away, the players will make their voice heard, and it will be clear who should be out there.
No doubt. Mailman Steve. What's going on, Mailman Steve? How you doing, buddy? From Napa.
Pretty good, Huff. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just want you guys to consider the source. Butcher Boy, 2 or 3 months ago, went on a 5-minute rant about how overrated Derek Jeter was. So just consider the source.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Hey, taking a shot at Shasky.
But he didn't say that about Jeter, did he?
I think he did. You know what? I
love you, Shasky. I'll call him, but damn.
He's a little overrated.
Jeter's all,
oh, my goodness. You know, Shasky's not alone in that. Like, here's the thing. Right now, Shasky is alone on this one. But there's some other people.
Like, what would Baldy say, Nick, if we called him and said, can you overreact to one practice? like, what would Baldy say, Nick, if we said, Shasky, like, you can't take that from Joe, but – I just don't think Kyle Shanahan is – like, the race hasn't got closer because of that said practice. That's where – now, it may, but, Nick, I don't believe it has.
Well, Goo, Baldy would say, let's turn on the tape. And if – when you're watching the tapes and they show the big differences, then that's a different conversation. But I sure as hell have not – changing the course of my organization after the greatest padless practice there's ever been.
One of the most gifted people physically I've ever seen.
I love it.
Talking about Trey Lance so much.
I got body in
Van Chesky.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
dude, it's real.
It's juicy. I tell you what, it's juicy. And if Trey Lance is half as good as Shasky and Bonte think he is, we'll still have a quarterback competition between him and Garoppolo. All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the Golden State Warriors free agency starting in just over 5 hours. And there is a name out there, an old familiar name of a free agent who maybe the Warriors are looking to re-sign again. I don't know how I feel about it, but we'll talk about it on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs, featuring
Nick Friedel
on 95.7 The Game.
Take a listen, Goo.
Canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way. But now.
Well, all right. Not exactly Aretha Franklin, but she all right.
That was Judy Collins singing a song written by Joni Mitchell, of course. Have you heard of Joni Mitchell, Goo?
What? Yes.
Okay, because neither Nick nor Goo had heard of Susan Collins, but there you go. And they made fun of me. All right, let's get back at it. And, man, there's a lot to get into. Free agency starting in a little over 5 hours in the NBA. And the Warriors obviously started that process with the draft. And we're going to continue talking about the draft and free agency. And it's going to be brought to you by MB Jesse. Is your business high rise or HOA in need of quality painting now that teams are returning to offices? MB Jesse Painting offers the most trusted painting services in the Bay Area, completing projects on time. Get a free quote today from the Bay Area's painting experts at mbjesse.com. And the Warriors are said to possibly be interested in bringing back Andre Iguodala. Put me in the category of I'm out. I'm out on Iguodala.
What?
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out.
Why? Why would you be out on a guy that knows the Warrior way, that helped create the Warrior way? You don't got but what, $5.9 million for a mid-level, Nick? Why wouldn't you bring him in to get him back with his old, you know, the old gang? And you may get the best out of Andre Iguodala, but where my vantage point is, beggars can't be choosers. You know this dude knows how to play with Steph, Dre, and Clay. I think this is a no-brainer. I can't show you tape on him as a Heat to where, oh, he's found the fountain of youth, but he played. He had a role. This is a no-brainer. Bring him back for the veteran minimum, the David West deal, and I think Iggy knows what time it is, right?
Goo, I understand what you're saying, but I'm not a full Steiny, but I'm close on this one.
I'm out.
And I say that only because I watched Andre the last couple of years in Miami, and I'm not sure what's left on a regular basis. As a vet minimum guy, Goo, to your point, sure. You know what? There's only so many guys you can sign.
Right.
Andre is beloved within the framework of that team. Steve Kerr has said repeatedly he's one of the smartest players he's ever coached in his career. But if you have watched Andre the last couple of years in Miami, you are watching a player who is at the very end of his career. So while I think that there is a lot of interest, certainly from the Warriors' standpoint, and Andre has kept his ties here to the Bay Area, and he would really help inside the locker room as that veteran leader. Anyone who's being honest with themselves, having watched him the last couple years, has to say, well, you know, this doesn't look like a guy who's going to be able to provide that much on the floor anymore. I think he can really be an asset, just not in the ways in which we're used to seeing him on this team.
And Guru, you said the Warriors, beggars can't be choosers, but I thought the Warriors would never have to be beggars as long as Steph Curry were on this team, that free agents would want to come to the Golden State Warriors. How come they're beggars all of a sudden?
Because of the budget. That's what I was talking about. You got champagne taste with beer money. So you got to figure something out, and you got to, you know, try to thank you, Spadoni. You got to try to get that, that old relationship back. But, Nick, I say this to you. Do you think the Iguodala's forgotten how to guard? Because to me, what are your other options? He won't mess it up. Maybe he's not the same, but Dre maybe is not the same. We know Clay won't be the same, but collectively, you got a guy that was a part of this nucleus that can help free Curry. And I saw those games in Miami. Miami doesn't play the Warrior way. So do you think Dre has nothing left to the point to where he would mess it up? I don't think he's there, Steiny.
No, Nick? Not at all. Not Goo, not at all. Andre is a pro. He is a pro. He knows what to do. He knows how to handle himself, and he really has the respect of that room. And that is crucial, because what were they missing a lot of times last season? Steph was there, and I think Steph was more vocal, and he did take that kind of next step in his own leadership role. Draymond has always been Draymond. Draymond has the huge voice internally with all those younger guys. If you're viewing this as Andre Iguodala fitting within the framework of knowing what to do, 100% Goo, I'm with you. I'm saying that Andre was a difference-making player throughout his 7 years on this team. And now, at this stage of his career, can he still have those nights? Certainly he can. I just don't think those nights are going to be there a lot. And if you watch the last couple seasons, yeah, absolutely, Miami plays differently. And he didn't know the Miami guys like he knows Steph and Draymond and all the fellas out here. But it is a different world that this team would be entering into because they wouldn't be able to lean on Iguodala the same way from a physical standpoint.
Believe it or not, when it comes to Iguodala, the first thing I need to see is, will he even take the veteran minimum? I mean, I know it's like, oh, he'll come here for the veteran minimum.
Boy, that's a great question.
Let me tell you something about Andre Iguodala. He, if you look at the money he's made, he is one of these players that he doesn't play for the minimum.
But he's not searching for a payday right now.
No, but he might be searching for a mid-level. He might be searching for a mid-level, and I get it. What's the difference between 1.4 and 5.7 to a guy like that? First of all, I would need to be convinced he would have to – he would play for the veteran minimum. And second, one reason I'm concerned is during those championship years, there's a lot of times when Iggy was just taking some time off kind of. Yeah, he doesn't play 82 games a year.
Right, right.
I mean, but he's just and he's as a veteran he's earned that right because he is an elevated veteran. But the Warriors, they need players right now. They need guys who can play.
But they said veteran, Steiny, not to interrupt. Bob said veteran and Steiny. But he's a winner, and he's won with you. That's why I'm thinking he'll take a hometown discount. And, Nick, what about the Silicon Valley and all the stuff he cleaned up on? Iggy, you know, he ain't hard up for any change. But, again, he may want, you know, more than the veterans minimum. But this is what you talk about, storybook endings. If his time in Golden State was as glorious as we all think, and this is a time for him to get with Steph, I think this would be a perfect fit.
Goo, he kept his place out here. He kept the offices out here. Oh, I mean, this was a guy who loved the Bay. And it speaks to exactly what you're saying. He loved what the Bay was able to bring him. He loved being able to learn about the Silicon Valley stuff. He loved being able to have the opportunities to go out and play golf with Steph and Johnny West and that whole Warriors crew that is out there all the time. So I think that is hugely important, and it speaks to what we've been saying. If you only have X amount of money to get any free agent who's out there on the market, and notably, this is not a great free agent class, you have to pick wisely with the spots that you have. And if Andre is going to take the vet minimum, and if there is mutual interest on both sides, then that's fine. It's just you've got to lower the expectations from what you saw the last time that Andre was in a Warriors jersey, just because he's not at that point that we're used to seeing him be at.
I mean, if you look at just his numbers, they dropped off dramatically the last 2 years, and I get it. He's Mr. Intangible, but you know the guy's playing 20 minutes a game, and he's not even giving you 5 points a game in the last 2 years. So now you got two Draymonds essentially, and I get it. He hit big shots for the Warriors. I just don't think the timing works. To tell you the truth, I just think kind of that ship
even
has
if you
sailed.
Took the vet minimum, Steiny. Then would you say, you know, would you be on board if he took that?
I'd rather have him just come in here as a coach, to tell you the truth. But
you're out all the way.
Hey, he's gonna do more than smile at Geach, Steiny.
You know what? If he'll take the vet minimum, yes, then I would do it, I guess. But I'm still bringing him in here as like a ninth or tenth man. He's not going to be your sixth man. Go ahead, Kyle.
He's too much of an offensive zero to play like in closing minutes, right?
I kind of agree.
Yeah,
but that guy, the best thing about him, Kyle, was he would pick his spots.
Why would
that's
you not
the pick worst, his spots?
But that's the worst thing about him now. Like, they don't have a chance. Yeah.
Is knowing the Warrior way, as Goo put it, I think that was eloquently put, is that enough to outweigh the benefit that somebody like Rudy Gay would bring at this point, or Garrett Temple would bring at this point?
Can they afford those? I like those names. Can the Warriors even afford those guys?
They might. They might be able to. What do you think, Nick?
Hey, well, here's something we have to factor in, and Bob Myers mentioned this, guys.
Good point.
Because, Kyle, let's take Garrett Temple. You mentioned Garrett Temple. I have thought for a few years he would fit perfectly here. He's the vet guy who can come in. He's got 10 or 15 minutes a night. He's going to get along with everybody. He's well-respected throughout the league. But this goes back to what Myers said. Last year, they thought they had a couple veterans that were coming. Clay gets hurt, and all of a sudden, those vets go, hey, Bob, we love it. We would love to play with Steph, but we're going to go a different direction this year. We'll talk to you later. Andre, having been here, lived here, built the culture that is the Warriors as we know them now, he's not nearly as worried about that kind of stuff at this stage in his career. He's worried about the best fit for he and his family. He's worried about the auxiliary benefits of being in Silicon Valley, being with Steph when he wants to go get a round in here or on the road, and being in a system with Steve Kerr and Ron Adams that he trusts. So in the end, it's a battle that they wouldn't have to worry about, because if Andre is just going to take the vet minimum, you've got to figure that he's going to be on a team where he feels most comfortable. And where is he going to feel more comfortable than being out here on a group that he has learned to win with and gotten to know at this level through the last few years?
I need to see that he'll play for the minimum. I really do. I mean, he made $15 million last year. And now the Warriors are going to say, hey, can you come back, take one for the team for 1.5 or whatever it is, the veteran minimum. And, like, he's also the kind of guy, he's got so much stuff going on that it might not even be worth it to him. Like, wait a minute, I got to travel 82 games, I go to practice every day, and I'm only making a little over $1 million, or between $1 and $2 million. It's like, no, that's
admit this, Steiny. They have nothing but puppies coming off the bench, and I love JTA, I love Poole, but admit, both of you guys right now.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.